Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, as I look out my window, I cannot see any sign that the government is going to change and start complying to the Constitution. I cannot see any sign that we're going to actually have all of this tyranny removed. Bottom line, it's now or never. If you don't start engaging, because as we've been talking, and I think last week was really good providing you the insights of the biometrics and the control systems that they're putting into place and how this big brother, this big government is going to move and make this move. But we'll get into that. Let me get through some of the obligatories because we haven't done this in a little while. As you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and this is the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. Now, I realize that there's a lot of hosts out there, you know, claiming that they're the first ones to say this or do that. As a matter of fact, I read this one host was claiming that they were the first ones to expose the deep state. And I'm going, and this was back in, I think, 2012, 2013, something like that. And when I was writing my book, I had read books that exposed, they didn't use the word deep state, but the conspiracies go all the way back. I mean, if anybody gets credit, it would be Sir Robertson, who back in 1796, 1798, wrote the proofs of a conspiracy against the modern governments. As a matter of fact, let me see here. I think I still have that book open. Yeah, it's right here. It is Proofs of a Conspiracy Against All the Governments or All the Religions and Governments of Europe, carried on in the secret meetings of Freemasons and Illuminati and reading societies collected from good authorities by John Robinson, A.M. And so this was written, yeah, back in 1798. So anybody that wants to say, I'm the one, well, okay, so I guess they have an identity crisis and they're just trying to get some kind of creds or something, but what we need to be hearing from people is that we all need to work together. We all need to start focusing and understanding the Constitution and focusing on compliance. As a matter of fact, I tell people all the time, why is it you are so concerned with what's going on in Russia? Why are you so concerned with what's going on in the news cycle? What you should be concerned with is why is it that nobody is engaging in something that's actually going to solve this problem? And, oh, by the way, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison gave us the breadcrumb trail that will take us down the path of getting the federal government back into compliance. And if we do that, then the whole world's globalist plan really starts to fall apart, as far as I see it. But, again, we'll get back to that in just a minute. Bob Seminar, I still haven't heard anything. I know I'm on his email, and he told me I will send something to you, but I've just not heard anything yet. Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching, please. If you're looking for someone that can guide you and help you get disciplined in becoming financially successful, give Gary Smith a call. And, oh, by the way, all of our contact information, with whether it be Mark Lerner, our latest guest, or what have you, that is on our other links page. Just go, it's down a little bit on the right, but click on other links. That's how you can get to those people who we have interviewed, if you want to support them, and so forth. ConstitutionEducation.us is where you can go and get a good bevy of different types of samplings of education, as well as, I'll just say, classes and or videos and or you name it, constitutioneducation.us. Timbernation.com, that's where you'll be able to get that nice hardwood desk, nice hardwood table, hardwood furnishings, something that will last you a long time. Stan Kluett with RadioDustCovers.com, if you are looking to actually protect your equipment. Add Local, for those of you who are beginning to get organized and beginning to actually set up email listings so that you can manage your emails a lot easier. instead of letting your emails manage you as far as your outward messaging and all of that. And so check out adlocal.com. That's Ben Carr and AdLocal out of Michigan. Anyway, I know that there was an article that was written in the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle, and we're going to be talking more about that. As a matter of fact, I believe that there's going to be articles that are going to be coming forth. It's going to kind of help people understand that, you know, you don't have to accept things the way they are. You don't have to accept these narratives. And I think that's probably the most important message that we can start conveying out, you know, and that's really hopefully what you're getting out of this show when you're starting to hear that there's actually solutions. And more importantly, we get into content. We cover documents. We cover material that you need to understand so that you can start putting the pieces together and you can understand why all of these things are integral, which such as Republic Review, such as amending the Constitution, or I should say not amending, more importantly, ratifying that very first amendment that was in the Bill of Rights, as well as rescinding the 17th. There's all sorts of things that we can all be working on in parallel. We do not have the time nor the luxury to work in serial. In other words, doing one thing and waiting for that to finish before we do something else. We need to get a lot of balls in the air, and we need to start becoming very proficient at juggling all of the urgent balls that need to be kept in the air. So with that, let's kind of move forward, because I don't want to get past this. I know that there's a lot of angst, and there's way too many people that are just so consumed. I don't even like going on Facebook. I've never did, but I don't like going on Facebook because the Russian issue and the Ukraine issue is dominating the whole conversation. What should be dominating the conversation are the actual solutions. What should the U.S. be doing? The U.S. should actually have offered Ukraine a long, long time ago. If they want to comply to our laws and if they want to actually, you know, embrace liberty, then they should actually have a fair election. We'll come in and help them. We'll stop the war. We'll help them actually get the vote and election to determine whether they actually become a part, maintain their independence and sovereignty at the risk of possibly being overtaken by Russia, because we're not there to protect sovereign nations. We're there to build the interest of the United States. And the interest of the United States is the interest of individual liberty and individual sovereignty and sovereignty at the state level as a part of this hybrid constitutional republic. And there's no reason why states around the world are not actually petitioning into the United States, other than the fact that a long time ago, when Wilson created his League of Nations and then FDR created his United Nations, because the League of Nations failed, they finally created a globalist plan that would actually marginalize liberty and actually basically a plan forward in getting rid of the Constitution and the United States formally, so that government, so that we would no longer have a government that recognized our inalienable rights and that all of our rights come from God, and transition us into a secular, and actually, it's not a godless, as one would think, because as you look at secularism and this godless secularism, it's just the Antichrist, and that's what it is. Anyway, we need to start looking, and I start thinking about this concept of when you're looking at the stream, when you're seeing stuff in the water floating by, when you're seeing these things happening in your everyday life, regardless of what the events are, you're actually looking at something downstream. So try to picture upstream what is causing these things to be getting into the water. What is causing this upstream? And so when you really start looking at where the world is going, and remember what I just said regarding this book by the Proof of Conspiracies to Destroy the Religions and Governments of Europe by Robinson, that was back in 1798. Do you think that they just retired? The conspiracy theory ended and everybody behaved? No. There's a lot on the table here, and it's in the let's call it, all the marbles are in play. and they've always been in play, and there have been people that have wanted to take and control all of the marbles. And it's that simple. What we would call them are the globalists, and there's this globalist agenda. And so when you kind of back out at the macro view, if you look at, because I like using the metaphor of the organ grinder and the monkey, right? And so when you look at the organ grinder is not really an individual. It is the inner circle of the globalists that are causing things to occur. In other words, you don't know why all of these things, whether this be a war in Russia and Ukraine currently, or wherever the war is, they're causing both sides to occur because it's not that they even care. I want to be clear here. They don't care about human life. They only care about inching us closer and closer to where they can seize full control. And as long as governments keep doing and keep doing what they're doing and keep us distracted from getting government to comply to the law of the land, especially the United States government, then they're going to win. They're continually pushing us closer and closer to that precipice, to the very edge, to where they can push us off. Now we're going to have a fall. There's a lot of things that can happen. But I'm telling you right now, if you start focusing on the solution and we start working together in united we stand, divided we fall premise, right? Then we will succeed. We just have to apply some faith. But anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so as Mr. Robinson, back in 1798, started talking about this big conspiracy, as one can see, you know, the deep state just didn't all of a sudden surface. It may have surfaced here and there. And I'll tell you, the deep state actually surfaced many times. There were plenty of times where we actually saw, like, the suggestion and the creation of the League of Nations, the suggestion of the United Nations, these globalist agenda policies. These were all the surfacing of the deep state. And who were the advocates for the world for both of those? Well, guess what? It was the United States. And so I've actually had some pretty fascinating conversations and meetings and so forth. And when you really look at the history of the United States and our government and so forth, one will start understanding how the people within government started violating the Constitution and actually doing things that were a direct violation. And they started building. And this goes to this whole metaphor of a house of cards. They've created a house of cards with no anchoring to the Constitution. That if the states actually wake up and say, where did we give you the authority for all of these wings and edifices that you've created as a part of the federal government that is not anchored in our Constitution? They're not enumerated. Where did you get this authority from us? And they can't produce any actual constitutional authority. Because, to be clear, the constitutional authority can only come one way. And that is to amend the Constitution for the states to delegate the new role, responsibility, or power. We've never given the federal government the ability to assume anything and just to say it's constitutional and do what we say. But that's what they've been doing. I actually had a pretty fascinating conversation as well as to how is it, when you read the ratification debates and you read the differences of the proponents and the opponents, the proponents being the Federalists, those who are selling the Constitution, saying this is what this is going to do. And all of the states rejected the anti-Federalists, but accepted this concept of what the Federalists had basically sold this. And so the law had been formed based on that ratification, based on the formal acceptance of what the Federalists said. So here's the question. How is it that all of a sudden we're seeing the federal government doing things that the anti-Federalists were asserting but was rejected? It's because we never kept our eyes on the ball. We never maintained an understanding of the definitions of that compact. In other words, as the framers during the ratifications created these definitions, I've really made this, I think, abundantly clear, that when you go into the contract disputes or actually in the negotiation, the ratification process of a contract, when you delineate any type of new role, responsibility, or power, or you actually elucidate, you define what this line in the contract means, you've actually created a legally appended definition, a legal appendage to that compact. That's the one time that you can actually make these amendments to say, okay, this line means this. Then it instantly gets added. So what should have happened, and what the framers and everybody failed to do, was when new states came in, they should have actually gone through and said, this is exactly how every state in this union adopted this constitution, and this is how it's defined. It cannot be changed. These definitions cannot be changed. Now, the only thing we can do is when there's a lack of clarity, when there is a lack of clarity as to any word, term, or anything within the organic constitution and its amendments, and there is no clarity in the ratification debates, there is no clarity within the Congressional Globe, where the amendments may have been written or discussed, or in the Congressional Annals, the Annals of Congress. The Annals of Congress predated the Congressional Globe. In other words, when the framers started meeting, and if you want to look at what was discussed during the Bill of Rights in the very first year, you need to go to the Annals of Congress to actually go look at what those records stated. And then I think it's the Congressional Record after the Congressional Globe. So we have three holdings of congressional records: the Annals, the Globe, and then the Record. And so if you want to understand how it was discussed, this is what I did with the 14th Amendment. If you go to the Red State Talk Radio podcast page on Reclaiming the Republic, if you go to where my podcasts are, and you go down and you'll actually find all 263 pages of the 14th Amendment's debates in Congress. What I did was I extrapolated all of those. I pulled them all out, and I'm not missing anything. I actually added a couple of things that I thought were pertinent because I included the discussions regarding the Freedmen's Bureau, because the Freedmen's Bureau was created by these radical Republicans, and they were called radical Republicans by both sides, by the big government Republicans as well as by the progressive, the racist Democrats. And so as you start looking at that little snippet of time, as I was trying to explain this to a friend of mine, that When you look at that four to, actually it was more like 8 years of time, from the beginning of the Civil War, or actually midway through the Civil War, to where we got through the 14th Amendment, and then basically by 1870, most of, the majority of those who supported the 16th Amendment were pretty much finally either voted out of office, or we lost that majority. And this is when the moderate Republicans came back in. And this is where they started selling us down river, where the Republicans and the Democrats started working together and actually taking America off course. This is the Uniparty. We've talked about this so many times. So, getting back to this macro of the organ grinder and the monkey and the chain or the string, when we look at, you know, this, the problem itself, we know that there's something that's going on, and this is all orchestrated. Everything you're seeing in the water is orchestrated well upstream. So the organ grinder has already created these plans. And as a matter of fact, when they unleash their plans, they make it visible. It's very visible. When Agenda 2030 or when Agenda 21 came out, that was when they made visible some of the plans that they wanted to do. And who ushered in Agenda 21? It was George Herschel Walker Bush, right? It was President Bush Sr. And so here we had a president come back from Brazil with a treaty that was, you know, questionable because they don't have the authority to even put these types of things into play for Congress. Remember, Congress, the Senate, cannot ratify a treaty if it's not within their enumerated powers. And they don't have the powers over all of the things that are part of Agenda 21. But they did it anyway, and they told us they could. And so everybody believes. They've been telling us this crap for years. So when we look at who is the organ grinder is this inner circle of elitists. Soros, Gates. If you start looking at the inner circle, and G. Edward Griffin, really, I think they exposed this a long, long time ago, and they can tell you exactly who these players are. But, you know, there's really, you know, no hardcore evidence. But when you actually look at the influence and what these players are doing and how they're playing, you can clearly see that these players are actually undermining the sovereignty of nations. And so, I mean, Soros has been undermining us, and so has Gates. These guys are untouchable. Who can hold them accountable? Well, we the people? Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we should be able to kick them out. But anyway, so the organ grinder is an inner circle of elitists. It's not one single person. If you wanted to say one single person is behind all of this, then you have to say that's Satan. Because Satan is the one that's been duplicating these plans and repeating this same process when he's brought every society that has built up to this, to a point of greatness, he's brought them to their knees and destroyed them. And that's what's going to happen today. But that's what's going to be happening soon. But is it really Satan destroying them like Sodom and Gomorrah? No. Or with Noah? No. Satan gets them so perverted that they become this abominable state, and then basically our Creator, you know, has to actually kind of cleanse the earth, and that's going to happen again. So that's back into that old conversation last week. We start understanding kind of the big picture of how far we are down this road, that we actually can start seeing who some of the major players are, or the inner circle of the grinder. So what is the organ? So the organ is the tune. The organ is the narrative in this metaphor. And so the organ actually sends out, you know, the song in different languages or in different narratives so that everybody understands that we're doing what's best for us. Like what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Everybody understands in the Ukraine that what they're doing, they have to go in there because America has been blah, and America has to, you know, support Ukraine. And these narratives are all working together to get the outcome that the inner circle, that the organ grinder wants. There is an end game. And I've told you this before. And we really start looking at the, you know, the end game itself. You know, there's the narrative that is coming out, but who is the monkey? Who are the monkeys? We have multiple monkeys, right? We have a multiple organ grinder, which is an inner circle of people. And then we have the organ itself, which is the narrative that these organ grinders have created to start cranking. And then the monkeys, technically, that's Russia, that's Ukraine, that's China, that's U.S., and how they have been directed to act and behave on the stage of the world to see, so that everybody can form their opinions, because you got to remember that we all have to agree upon putting aside religions and governments and going into this single one-world government. And we're all going to be bamboozled by this, but we'll be right back after these promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so we're talking about this kind of this metaphor of the globalist, and let's put it all together here right now. When you're looking at the inner circle, the grinder, who's actually pushing all these pieces and directing all these certain, there's a word for it, and I know I'll probably get a text or I'll get an email, and I'll probably get a message in Facebook, it doesn't matter. I appreciate it. But there's something either you call, when you set up a bunch of dominoes into a series where it just makes this real elaborate display of falling over and creating things, there's a word for it. And so, as you can tell, I always fly, I don't want to say I fly by the seat of my pants, but I don't sit here and write my dialogue. I'm literally talking the facts, and I'm trying to give you these paradigms. But there's this thing that they call that when this creates this, you know, a chain of events. The grinder, this inner circle, they are working on these different chains of events that are all occurring all simultaneously. The only thing that these people have no control over is earthquakes, things that you know, our creator, the God of nature, I should say nature and nature's God, the laws of nature and nature's God, you know, he is actually going to frustrate them, and it's going to make it hard for them to actually, because if you really look at Israel today and you look at the technology today, it shouldn't take long to actually annihilate all of Israel, because I've said this before, that's a part of the end game. Seizing full control and then actually wiping out Israel is the end game. Or I should say the house of Israel, or not the house of Israel, but the Jews. And, you know, that is the tribe of Judah is only 1/12 of Israel, right? It's not all of the other brothers of Israel. Israel had all of these other tribes. But currently, the only occupants of Israel today are is the tribe of Judah. So getting back to this stage, or I should say this huge battlefield where there's all of these different events that are going on, I'm trying to give you this perspective of why you really are making a huge mistake engaging in this stage. It's nice to kind of see what's going on, and everybody wants to understand all the nth degrees. What we have to understand is what the United States is doing, they have no authority to do. That the government is operating so far outside the boundaries of the Constitution that the only thing that can stop these new chains of events from occurring and actually remove us off of this globalist stage is forcing the federal government into compliance. And we have the ability of doing this. The problem is that everybody that wants to get caught up in the porn cycle of news and actually get caught up in, this Russia-Ukraine thing or some socialite's baby, I don't care what it is. None of that has anything to do with the solution, and it's all a distraction. It is keeping us from uniting and being successful. So there are I've given you all sorts of things that we could actually start doing that will actually create and put us back on that path. The first thing we can do is we can remove the Biden administration just like that. But right now, the court system is not even doing its job, and they're doing everything they can not to do their job. So we have an option of using the election of 2023 or the 2022 election to form a new Congress and get caught. But that won't happen unless you make this conversation as a part of the debate. Every congressional race, when I say congressional race, I mean both the Senate and House races that will be occurring in 2022, they must be forced into talking about January 6, 2020, and how they violated the Constitution and how they're currently being sued and what are they going to do about it. Because if America actually wants to undo some of the stuff that Biden's got us into, that's how we do it. Because we have an unconstitutional commander-in-chief, and he's doing things that we know Trump wouldn't even be doing this. So if putting Trump back into office may not save America, and I tell you right now, it won't save America, but it will at least frustrate the globalist stage in being able to get certain events started. Now, it doesn't mean that Trump wouldn't have to be dealing with these aggressions of Russia and so forth. But bottom line, we are also dealing with the aggressions of China. All of these things are in play. The two empires are rebuilding again, and they are working and trying to push everything towards this massive, I'll just say it, it's going to seem like the end of the world times. And then in will swoop the Antichrist, and he'll say, this is all we have, and he'll cause an end to all of this, and everybody will want to worship him because he's brought new world peace, and we will all, or at least most everybody's going to be duped into this. Who knows? Maybe it is Trump. Maybe it is Trump. I don't know. But I do know one thing. Trump can't solve the problem, and Biden can't solve the problem. The states and we the people have to start solving the problem for ourselves. We have to start doing this. We have to start creating constitutional counties. This is why we're monetizing this show. This is why we're trying to help you understand what it's going to take for you to monetize this show. So we're going to get into that. Well, we're supposed to get into that today, but I don't know if we'll get there. But I just want you to start seeing this bigger picture of this organ grinder and the monkeys. This is all happening on their stage, and they have you dumbfounded. And we have to break this cycle. We have to stop looking at that, and we have to learn at what it's going to take to start operating down at the county level
in keeping county government accountable to you, the people. Because the end game, I'm not even done yet, the end game is really, really clear. And as I've kind of said this before, the end game is all about assuming full control of mankind. Now, I've talked about these before, and I want to get into some details. I'm going to actually read these for you, because if I don't, you won't believe me, and I don't want you to think that I'm just editorializing. There is this thing called the Georgia Guidestones. These things were built and created back in the early 1980s, and these things were put up in Georgia, the state of Georgia in the United States. And they basically have a message, and the message meshes, or it synchronizes with the globalist agenda. So in other words, when somebody says that there's this deep state, you know, are they talking in the 2000s? They say, well, this is when the deep state. No, they already played their hands right here. They played their hands earlier. We've seen this happen all the way back to Mr. Robinson, where they already started talking about what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And we've been none the wiser in stopping them, because they're very successful in penetrating the organizations and the people in getting them to subverting them and getting them to become controlled opposition. This is why when you look at all of these people that are out there, you know, singing, hey, follow me, I've got it, you know, buy things from our sponsors. Stop doing that. Stop following these people, because they don't care about the solution. They're only trying to get their little piece of this multi-billion dollar pie every year that pays off because the problems exist. So what are you going to do? What is it going to take to get you involved? So the Georgia Guidestones message is consistent. And as a matter of fact, it's not a coincidence that on these tabs, these are like Stonehenge, and there's four tablets, and on each side there's a different language. And if you kind of, and we'll get into this, but there are 10 commandments. So you think that's a coincidence? No, it's not. And so a message consisting of a set of 10 guidelines or principles is engraved on the Georgia Guidestones in 8 different languages, one language on each face of the 4 large upright stones. Moving clockwise around the structure from due north, these languages are English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian. And this is what they say. Maintain humanity under a half a billion in perpetual balance with nature. In other words, back in the 1980s, they said, you can't have more than a half a billion people, 500 million people on the face of the earth. And if you do, that's too many. The next rule or the next commandment is, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. The next one, unite humanity with a living new language. The fourth one, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. This is all lip service of the globalist movement. The next commandment, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. In other words, creating a world republic, kind of like the United States, but not the United States, because we're talking about a world court instead of a common law court. Because in America, as you know, the law of the land is common law, which is God's law. And that's why we cover all of these bases. And that's why if you're not writing these things down, I'll get back. When we come back, I'll talk about the importance of you starting to write notes, because I just don't have the time, and I'll explain why it's better that you do this anyway. But we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so when we were going into the break, I was kind of mentioning why you want to write and why you need to write these things down. If you don't understand common law, then, you know, when I talk about it, when I got into the details, you should have kind of wrote that down on a calendar, so, or wrote that date down so that you go, okay, I need to get back to this because GR is going through way too much stuff for me to understand. Or, you know, I can't process all of this because I understand that this show airs, you know, at a very specific time, and we don't stop, and we don't. Okay, did you get that? We just kind of have to keep. It's a fire hose, and I understand that. But if I started creating a syllabus and a synopsis and all these things, because you may actually find something that may be of very interest to you that won't have anything to do with that synopsis anyway. It's a real waste of my time to try to even do that. And so the real person that can put and start connecting the dots is the person writing the notes. That would be you. You're going to think about what's important and why it's important so you can get back to it. You need to do that so that you can go back and start referencing. So today's show, we're talking about the globalist agenda, the Georgia Guidestones. What else? Well, let me get through the rest of these. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. See, all of these things, one would say, kind of make sense, but this is taking our distributive government into a centralized government. This is taking our republican form of government into a communist form of government. Balance personal rights with social duties. There's the beginning. You wanted to hear about social justice? Where did it start? It started even before this, but this is the first time it came out in print. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. These are all just, this is all selling this globalist agenda. And here is the last one, because this ties it all together, because it removes God and the worshiping of Him and moves us to worshiping the earth and becoming a carnal state, or becoming a nation based on the, you know, the civil law and the law of the earth. And anyway, it is basically, here it is, the 10th commandment. Be not a cancer on earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. And so
Even though these may be kind of innocuous, but this is something that was significant to actually set a mark so that people knew, okay, things are moving. Satan and the globalists, they're finally coming to a point where they're coming out of the closet. In America, you couldn't come out of the closet. We still had laws that people would actually enforce back in the 50s, if they proved you were communist, they could arrest you, haul you away, and take things away from you. I mean, McCarthy was right in what he was doing, but he didn't necessarily understand the bigger picture. But bottom line, when you look at Hollywood today, when you look at the Hollywood and the entertainment industry, how it is directly involved in subverting our government and, I'll just say, our society, the mores of this nation, you can't help but say, wow, he was right on. And so, again, we're kind of pointing to, what's the end game? What is it that they're trying to do? Well, the guidestones kind of lay out, this is kind of the direction they're going. They got to kill a lot of people, folks. There are about 10 billion people, and if they got to get down to a half a billion, how many people need to die? The Bible tells us that people are going to die, and now you can start connecting the dots that many of those people are going to die because evil is going to actually live out this fantasy, this perverse concept of thinking that they can control man. There, Satan is going to try to pull this off. And again, we know how it's going to end because the Bible tells us. But Agenda 2030 or the Agenda 21 was another surfacing. This was another witness to America that here we are in the end day plays, that here are the new policies. This is the direction we're going to be in bed with as the globalists start getting their footings stronger and stronger in America. We already see wars and rumors of wars. But as I stated before, this all sets the stage to where they seize control. And what do they do as soon as they've seized control where everybody worships the Antichrist? Ah, that's when they actually go and try to remove Israel off the face of the earth. And that's why it's not going to happen in a month and it's not going to happen in a year. And actually, Israel will survive. Many of them will die. But enough of Israel will survive that'll be holding out, whatever that mount is, Mount Sinai or whatever, that they'll be backed up to when they finally acknowledge that the Messiah had already come and they missed it. And that's when basically the purge, I mean, I don't like going through the scriptures. It's hard not to actually start including some of these things at a high level. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't know where we are in regards to all of that, we are that close. And we're only getting closer. And the fact that you're able to go to sleep tonight with the fact that the Constitution still exists means that you have another day of an opportunity to start working on the solution and employing and getting us down or off this path and down the right path. As I kind of mentioned during my interview with Mark Lerner, there is an intricate spider webbing, if you want to call it that. This is just another metaphoric look at what is going on. And when we look at a spider, the spider sets a trap, because he basically he's a very passive hunter. He just lets the prey come and then he attacks it and devours it. Well, we actually have a webbing that is not just necessarily passive, but it's becoming active because they know where we are and they're creating this webbing all around us. And if you really understand the spider concept, because these are not cognitive beings. There is a huge difference when you introduce cognitive creatures into this type of agenda or work. When you look at a single spider, they basically just cast a net and whatever comes by, they take. There is a cognitive process of getting all of these webs to work into And I don't even, it's not even a maze. It is a defined trapping, and they're closing in on us. They're surrounding us, and they are going to seize us. So when we start looking at these multiple webs and the weaving of these webs and how these spiders, if you want, I'm just using a metaphor, these spiders are working together to close us in and to fully seize full control of our lives. And so when you start looking at it in that perspective, then we can start actually saying, wow, I mean, this can't be a coincidence. It can't be a coincidence that some of the things that are being done by being passed, like taking away your water rights, taking away your property rights, taking away your liberties, your right to worship, those fundamental things cannot be taken. It is unconstitutional for a state government or a county government to take away your right of assembly, your right of petitioning, your right of religious expression, your right of speech. However, when you start going down this path of surrendering some of these rights for safety, and I can't believe that most of America looks at the COVID as, you know, and this whole thing, there's still way too many people that are accepting this. That's only because they believe the government has the authority. You have to carry the message forward that right there in the 14th Amendment, in Section 1, no state can make or enforce any law that abridges the individual citizen's privileges and immunities guaranteed to a U.S. citizen. I'm paraphrasing, but basically that's what it says. You have to start teaching people that they can't do it. There is no emergency law that trumps the supreme law of the land. Show me an amendment in the Constitution that says, oh, by the way, if a state passes an emergency law in a state of emergency, they can then suspend the Constitution. You know why that's not in the Constitution? Because states did that after the Civil War, and they were killing the freemen. And so anybody that thinks it's okay, then they'd have to, I mean, especially anybody in the black community, they're going to have to, you know, reconcile this with the saying, I guess it was okay back then, too, that we were being killed. No, it's not okay. Your God-given and endowed rights are yours and only yours, and government can't take those away. And we had a government instilled, and this is why I tell people, when you really look at what these alleged radical Republicans did in this 14th Amendment, in this short time span of the Civil War and post-Civil War, it was almost like a revitalization of the spirit of 76 and the spirit of 1798, where enough people actually recognized that we had to preserve liberty, we had to take another step in going after the cabals within states to rein them in. And it didn't take long after the 14th Amendment for all of these things to start getting perverted, from the Supreme Court down to Congress, down to the states, and so forth. And this is why both sides, the conservatives as well as the liberals, all speak badly about the 14th Amendment. And they don't see the divine hand of providence within it. And I've been telling you for years that it is evident. Folks, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. And in our next episode, we're diving into the constitutional counties. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.